is Daf Chaf. So I figured you got to the bottom of your testament base. The Mishnah says, "They know sin tachshit in lavodos kochavim." A person cannot make any type of decorations, ornaments, jewelry for avodah zara, and katlos v'nizamim v'tabalos, different types of jewelries, necklace, ring, a bracelet. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer bischar moter. If you're doing it for the purpose of making money, so then that would be permitted. Ein mochin lahem b'mechuber l'karka. You cannot sell them any karka, and we'll see why that is in just a moment. Aval mocher hu mishiktatz. But once you cut it down, if you cut down a tree, so once it's been cut down, that's not called mechuber l'karka. That's permitted. Rabbi Yehuda says even further. Hatter Omer mocher hu al menas l'kotz. You could even sell the tree if it's not yet cut down, as long as it was on condition that it will be cut down. While Rabbi Meir says it's only permitted if it already is cut down. So Gemara wants to know in the last line of your testament page, how do we know? I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina on the top of Chaf. Now the Amar Kra, the pasuk says Lo Sechanim. Lo Sechanim teaches me Lo Titein Lahem Chania Bakarka. Don't give them any property and a place to rest. You shouldn't give them any property in Eretz Yisrael. So this is a discussion whether it's Eretz Yisrael or even Chutz Laretz. We paskin it's an Isser only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara then says Hi Lo Sechanim Mibayle Dehachi Kamar. Isn't the word Lo Sechanim the Isser telling me a different Isser? Rachmana Lo Sitein Lahem Chain. Rashi says in the top line, very important, Lo Sitein Lahem Chain, Shlo Yomar Kama Ovid Kochavim Zena. How beautiful is this non-Jew? And the Rambam takes this step further. Not only is it how the non-Jew appears, but even in describing his actions, what a great basketball player he is, what a great football player he is, all those things as well, is Bichlal the Isser. And that's learned from the words Lo Sechanim. So how is it available to also teach us you cannot have sell them any property either? So the Gemara says that imkein lema kra lo sechunam. If it's really teaching me only don't give them chayin, it should say lo sechunam lashana vichuneka. Vichuneka is lashana chayin. Don't give them chayin. Since it doesn't say lo sechunam, my lo sechanim, it's shma minatarti. We're able to learn two things. Don't give them chayin. Also, don't sell them any property. So then the Gemara says, Nakati mi bari leit, still needed for a third iser though. The Halchi Amar Rachman, the Torah tells me, Lo sitein lahem matnas shel chinam. Don't give them a free gift. Just you see a non-Jew walking by and give them a lollipop. That would be an iser of giving them a free gift, a different iser. This would be a third iser. So the Gemara says, Im kein leimakra lo sechinam. Chinam is free. It should say lo sechinam in the pasuk. My lo sechanim, it changes the nekudos. Shema mina, cool. We learn all three isurim. One is you can't sell them property in Eretz Yisrael. Number two is you cannot give them a compliment or describe how great they are. And number three is you cannot give them any free gifts. And that's the Brisa says clearly. Yatani nami hachi. The Brisa says this as well. Lo sechanim lo sitein lem chaniya bakarka. Davar acher lo sechanim lo sitein lem chen. And davar acher lo sechanim lo sitein lem matnas chinam. So we learn these three different isurim. There's a machlokas in the Miri whether or not selling trees, we discussed in the Mishnah, whether that's also bechlal the iser derais of losachanim or not. According to one man, the Amar, the iser of selling trees in the Mishnah is included in this iser derais of losachanim, while others think that it's not included. The extension to an ilan is only a gzera, lest you sell an iser derais of actual karka. The Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. What if you sell them something, a mechira karka lizman, just temporarily? Would that also be bichlal the iser of lo sechanim of selling chania bakarka? So he says, based on the Rambam, that in general mechira lizman is called a mechira. So he thinks that it might make sense here as well when it comes to the iser of selling property to non-Jews. Lechora la mechira lizman should be an iser as well. Renting would not be an Issa Deraisa. Renting would be only a gezera, lest you come to sell it.
What's the thing with Zman? What does that mean?
Are you saying from a halachic standpoint, renting versus Mechira? Mechira means if I own it, I could do it whatever I want with it. If I'm renting it, I can't do whatever I want with it. If I own something, I could change the walls, I could build things. If I rent it, I can only do whatever the landlord lets me rent, what lets me do.
I don't understand what the difference is. If I'm selling something, Zman, I sell it to you for what?
I mean, but you own it and you get back after 5 months. But during the ownership, I could do whatever I want if it's a mechira. If it's renting, I can't do whatever I want. I need to keep to the standards and the rules of the landlord.
Is this a chanifa the same iser or it's a different?
There's a different iser. Chanifa is not really, it's an Isser, it's more of like a Mida, as opposed to Bechlal, the Isser of Los Sechanim. Okay. The Gemara now says, Manas Chinam Gufa Tanayi. The Gemara says, the truth is, giving a gift to a non-Jew is really a Machlokas Tanayim. What's the Machlokas Tanayim? The Tani, the Braisa, tells us, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela. You can't eat any Nevela. We know an animal that's not shechted properly. La Ger Asher B'Sharecha Tinena V'Achla. You should give it to a Ger, not a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is a full bona fide Jew. A Ger Toshav, which is a non-Jew, accepted upon himself to do Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. According to some, it means a non-Jew accepted not to do Avodah Zarah. But it's a Ger Toshav as opposed to a Stam Goy. So what you should do is you should sell the Nevela to a Ger Toshav. Oh, says the Pasuk, Machal Anachri, or you could sell to a non-Jew, which means a person who's not a Ger Toshav, who hasn't accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So either give it to a Ger Toshav or sell it to a Nachri. That's the Pasuk. So Gemar now darshins ainly ela lageber nesina. I only know that you should give a ger toshava or loved kochavim b'mechira or sell to a nachri. How do I know lager b'mechira? I could sell it if I wanted to a nager as well. Minayin and tamer lomar titnena o machar kama. So you should give it to the. It should, the way pasuk right now is lager asher b'sharecha titnena va'achla o machar pause. So you could either give it to a ger toshav or sell it to a ger toshav. So then the Gemara says, what about Lovid Kochavim bin Nesina Minayim? So the Pasuk only says you could sell. It says, Machal Anachri. How do I know I could even give it to Anachri? Tamil Lomar, you could read the Pasuk also as, Tinenu V'achla O Machar L'Nachri. Anachri is going back on both of those options, either selling it or giving it. So we see, Nimtza Ata Omer, Echad Ger V'Echad Ovid Kochavim, whether it's the Ger Toshav or it's Anachri, Bein bin Nesina. You could either give or sell to either type of individual, whether it's a Nachri or a Ger Toshav. So we see from Rabbi Meir, you are allowed to give a Nesina, a Matnas Chinam is permitted according to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he argues and says, no. Dvarim Tichsavim, you have to read the words and take them literally. It says, Lager B'Nesina, and it says separately, or, O, L'Ovid Kochavim B'Mechira. So we have to read it separately. So the Gemara says, Shapir Kama Rabbi Meir. The Gemara likes the drasha of Rabbi Meir because you could really put the pause in different places and learn both the drashas. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha, Isak Adagda Kidgamar. If what you're saying is really correct, that both Mechira and Nesina apply equally to a Ger Toshav and to a Nachri, so then the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Lichto Rachmana Titnena V'Achla Umachar. Why is there the word O Lomeli? Just say Vav, and you could do selling and you could also give. Why is it O? The O is coming to separate. For a Ger Toshav, you should give, but to a Nachri, you should only sell, and you cannot give to a Nachri. Matnas Chinam would be Aser, Lefishitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Hahu, what's Rabbi Meir going to do with the word O? Hahu lakdume nesina deger lemechirat ovid kochavim. If you have an option, if there's a ger toshav available, better to give to a ger toshav than is to sell to a nachri. That's why he says it. But ein achanami, Rabbi Meir says either one would really be permitted. It's just in terms of preference. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kaven the ger ata mitzuva lachayaso ukanani ein ata mitzuva lachayaso lakdim lo tzarach krav. We know elsewhere that a non-Jew you don't have to support. We don't kill them, but at the same time, we're not allowed to support them. As opposed to a Ger Toshav, who took upon himself Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and not to do Avodah Zarah, there's a general idea to support him. So it's Pashut, of course, you could lahak them. You should lahak them. You should give him first.
So, it doesn't sound so Pashut.
What do you mean?
Because on what he can sell, he's getting money for it.
It's not Hefzin Mamun, it's just a losing a potential gain. But not considered a Hefzin Mamun, though. That's what they talk about in the postgame. Yeah, sure. Like Davar HaAvid, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, if let's say you have a great deal, you can make a lot of money off, that's not called Davar HaAvid. But if you have fruit that are going to go bad and you'll lose it if you don't sell, that would be considered Hefzid Mamon. Wow. If there's a big harvacha, a really big investment you can miss out on, then you could consider that maybe a Davar HaAvid.
Right.
But fine. So in the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lahakdim doesn't require a Pasuk because that's a Davar Pashid. Of course, it should be Makdim the Ger Toshav to a Kanani. So what's it coming to teach us? Must be coming to teach us, Rabbi Yehuda, that again, it's coming to separate and distinguish that it's Dvarim Kichsavam. So this is the Machlokas Tanoim, whether Matnas Chinam would be permitted or it would be Aser. There is a Tosus here. I'm not going to read inside because it's involving many, many sugyas here. But he talks about in different arenas, when we say Nachri, are we referring to all non-Jews or only the Shiva Amim, the seven nations of the Eretz Canaan, of Eretz Yisrael? So he goes back and forth about this, and he explains that in the end of the day, you have to figure out the context, the reasoning of that particular Isser will dictate whether or not it applies only to Shiva Amimim or applies to all of non-Jews. So when it comes to Matnas Chinam, I'm just pulling out from the center of the Tosas right now, to a little bit more than halfway down the narrow line, he says, Matnas Chinam and Nesinas Chein and Chaniya of Karka, there is no reason to be Mechalik, and that applies to all non-Jews. As opposed to other Yisrim he talks about here as well, there's an Isser Losis Chatin Ban, you can't marry a non-Jew, that's obvious. So the Gemara is referring to you can't marry a Ger. What do you mean you can't marry a ger? Of course you can marry a ger. So it's referring to you can't marry a ger from the Shiva Amimim, that's Aser, but a ger from any other nation you can marry after they convert. So that's an issue that applies only to Shiva Amimim. But Manas Chinam and Chaniya Bakarka and Nita and Chain, giving them Chain, that applies to all non-Jews alike. Okay, there's an interesting Tosis to look at here also, Dibur Maskil Rebbe Yehuda, halfway down the wide lines here. If you go in that Dibur Maskil, go three lines down in that Tosfos towards the end of the line where it says Vehiksha Rivam. Mm-hmm. Tosfos asks, Hiksha Rivam, Dehacha Aser Matnas Chinam, Lovid Kochavim, the Rebbe Yehuda. So here it's Aser to give a free gift to a non-Jew. Rebbe Yehuda holds that way. We saw it's Machlokes, Rebbe Yehuda Paskins, it's Aser to give a Matnas Chinam to a guy. Ubeper kol shar and psachim mokmina nahahi dishaleach adam yerach lovid kochavim. There's a situation there where you send a yerach, that's a nevela, to a non-Jew, and that's ki Rabbi Yehuda. So how could that be? Rabbi Yehuda here says you can't give matnas chinam. The Gemara psachim says Rabbi Yehuda allows you to send a matana, a matnas chinam to a goy. So how do you reconcile this? So answers Tosos v'tir to Rabbi. The betosef to Tanya gavi milsa to Rabbi Yehuda. The hachabori kochavim hamakiro. Mutter. What is matnas chinam aser? Only when you don't recognize the person. You have no relationship with a non-Jew. But in your makirah, if there's a certain relationship, not a relationship that's going to lead to marriage, obviously, but you have some, he's a neighbor, he's a friend, a partner, a business partner. Mutter mipneishu kimocholo. It's as if you're almost selling it because it's a service. So the example they always give is giving a tip. Tip to a barber, tip to a waiter. They do service for you. Ah, you don't know the guy, you don't know his name, you barely know his name, you have nothing to do with him. But he did a service for you, so that tip, which is considered matnas chinam, is really considered kimechira, that you're paying for the service that he provided you. So, or let's say you're giving a gift, the end of year gift to the mailman. You don't really know the guy's name. He drops off the mail, and that's about it. You're not. But still, since he does a service, there's some level of makiro, so therefore it's permitted. It's not called a matnas chinam. But then Tosfos asks further, V'hadam rina meperek. Hadar, Damarle, Lahu Ovid Kochavim Tol Gluskin Mila. He tells a non-Jew to take that something, that piece of bread, and Va'afal Pishalo Hayom Akiro Kidimash Mahasim. It's clear from that context in the Maseches Erevin that the Jew giving that piece of bread did not recognize this non-Jew. He had no idea who he was, and yet it's permitted. So the Gemara says that Gemara in Erevin, Tosfos answers, is Shiny Hasim. That case is different. Shehaya Mislava Imo Baderech. He was escorting him. He was a security guard of some sort. So even though he didn't really know him, it was still enough of a service that warranted giving him some tip at the end. Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, Laman de Asar, those who prohibit it. V'chi leslei hahu debim farnisinian ania ovde kacham aimania yisrael mipnei darchei shalom. The Mishnah and Gittin, I think a Mishnah, if not a Gemara and Gittin, says that you're allowed to support non-Jewish poor people along with Jewish poor people. If you're giving out tzedakah to people who are Jews, and then a non-Jew comes up to you, you have to support them as well. Ah, but isn't that clearly a matnas chinam? You have no idea who the guy is. It's lo makiro. It's not kimbocho. He didn't do a service for you. Says Tosfos v'yesh lomar d'darchei shalom ein v'matnas chinam. When it's for a certain toeles, that's not called matnas chinam. In order to preserve darchei shalom, that's considered a makiro. That's considered a kimbocho, as if you sold it to him. And then final point of Tosfos here, v'im tomar l'man d'shari, those who permit it, v'chi lesle ha'hud, some seem to permit matnas chinam across the board. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir. So if you really hold you're allowed to, you can give matnas chinam, isn't there a problem though? V'chi lesle, does Rabbi Meir not hold of ha'hi, de'ha'ov de'kochavim v'roe behema daka lo malin v'lo maridin? You can't throw a non-Jew into a pit. At the same time, if you see him in a pit, you can't take him up. So if you're supporting him, if you're giving him a matnas chinam, isn't that your way of supporting him? Doesn't mean only taking him from a pit. It means any time you support him, that's a violation of lo malin v'lo maridin. So how could you give him matnas chinam? So Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar dekra mayri she'anu she'eno mechaya ba'osa matana. You give him a small piece of bread. He's not going to live because of the bread. You're not helping support him. Giving a small amount of something, ki'af im lo yitein lo klum lo yamus. Even if you give him nothing, he's not going to die. So it has to be a gift where it's not really supporting him. You can't give him $1 million, a gift. That would be considered supporting him. Okay. We're good? Excellent. Gemara now says, let's go right there. Gemara says two wide lines down, two dots. Davar acher lo secharim lo sitan lehem chen. You cannot give any compliments to non-Jews. So, Messiah lei l'rav, but I think Rav Schechter holds maybe wearing basketball jerseys is a way of nisinas chen to them, maybe. It's a way of indirectly praising them, but I could be wrong on that.
You mean
of
a specific player?
Yeah.
Not
of a team. But I saw a discussion in the back that I thought it was a little bit extreme, calling food like an Italian ices or anything with a country attached to that particular food is in essence giving a praise to that country. So they quoted a tshuva in the back from Menashe Klein, which I thought was a bit extreme. I didn't view that really as a praise. I thought praise was a particular individual as opposed to praise of an entire country. The Torah itself says that Europe is a place of, what's the pasuk by Yefes, so it's a beautiful place. So I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but who am I?
You see it because you see like French fries, so when there was problems with the France, they were calling them American fries.
Yeah, but that's not press. Oh, that's not a point of hearing Isser.
Is because they're with Kochavim or because they're going? Because nowadays,
Goyim. Because they're going. The whole Isser Rashi, the reason is the Rambam is going to foster a relationship with them. He's great. I want to know
so
Tom Brady. He's a great quarterback.
Whether they are with Kochavim or not.
That doesn't make a difference for that. So I thought if it's a country, there's no relationship. You're not building a relationship with a country. If it's with a person. Now, Tom Brady's a great quarterback, so I want to get to know the guy. So then he'll start, and obviously won't get a relationship with him. But still, that's the whole issue of, I thought, being very personal as opposed to on a global scale. But okay, just saw it in the back. Thought it was interesting. Gemara then says, Messiah Leli Rav, the Amar Rav, Asr L'Adam Shiyomar Kamanav Odes Kochavim. You can't say how beautiful this person is. So fine. So the Gemara says, "Meisive, Ma'isa Barash, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shaya Al Gavi Mala, Bahar Bayis, who's one standing in a certain place on the stair on Har Bayis. The Ra Oved, that's Kochavim Achas Na Bioser. He saw a very pretty lady walking by, non-Jewish woman. So Amar Ma Rabu Ma'asecha, Hashem, what beautiful creation HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Va'af Rabbi Akiva, Ra Eishes Tarnas Rapis, Harasha, he saw the wife of Tarnas Rapis, and Rak Rok, he spit. Shachak, he started to laugh. Shachak V'bach, he started to cry. Rock, he spit, Shayas Abab, Mithipa Sucha, came from a disgusting, from a Tipa Sucha, from a non-Jewish source. Sachak, Tasida Migaira, Vinasavla, he started to laugh because he knew that she was going to ultimately convert and marry him. And Bachi cried, but the high Shufra, Bali Afra, because eventually this beautiful face will eventually die and be full of dirt in the ground. So you see from here, though, we have two situations of great tzaddikim who were praising non-Jews. So Rav answers, Odia hu dekamode. Now he wasn't praising them, he was really praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. He's not saying that you're beautiful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to make beautiful things in this world, whether it's non-Jewish women, whether or not it's creatures in this world, or beautiful mountains, whatever, well, I guess that wouldn't be an Isser. So then it's being mode to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Damar mar, haroa brios, tovos, you see beautiful creations, omer baruch shekacha bara ba'olamo. Praiseworthy is a Kadosh Baruch who made such beautiful creations in the world. Interesting Tosos in the bottom here. Quotes of Yerushalmi, the very last Tosos here, one line. Yerushalmi Omer, Afilu Gamal Na, Sus Na, Chamer Na. Even a camel could be considered beautiful, as can a horse and a donkey. I would have thought more of an exotic animal might be Bechlau the Bracha. The Tosos says, no, any type of animal, no matter how normal it is to you, how routine it is, it can be considered Na, and it would be worthy of saying this Bracha Lefi the Yerushalmi. Okay, so Tosos now asks, rather, the Gemara asks a very basic question. The Gemara says, "Uvistaku le mishari, are you allowed to look? How are they? How is Rabbi Akiva allowed to look at Eishes Tarnas Rapis? And how could Rabbi Shimon Gamliel look at this Avodas Chacham walking in the Shuk? This Isser Stakulus." Meisive, the Gemara asks, "V'nishmeres mikol davar ra, a person should be careful from looking at anything evil, meaning shlo yistakel adam beisha, no, shouldn't look at a pretty woman. V'afilu penuya, even if she's single, you still shouldn't look at a pretty woman." The Ashes Ish, a married woman, Vafil Mukheris, even if she's not pretty, you can't look at a married woman. So how is this permitted with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Velo bevigdei tzeva, not only there, Shalisha, you can't look at her colored clothing, velo bechamor, not on her donkey, velo bechamora, or a she-donkey, velo bechazir, velo bechazira, not on any type of pig, any animals they may have, that might have you think of the owner, velo beofos, bizman shin nishkokin zelazeh, oh sorry, this is going on a different point, this is, so now a new point, also not looking at birds in the time when they are they're mating with each other, and vafilu mali einaim kimal chamavis. So even if the eyes are full like malchamavis, ubishas ptiraso. Let's skip the line there. Sorry.
What does that mean?
Hold on a second here. Even a person, let's say his eyes are full like a malchamavis looking, malchamavis looks to kill. His eyes are always wide open. So even a person, it's so hard for him to overcome his yetzer, he can't close his eyes like the malchamavis. This is mali einayim ke malchamavis. Still, it's usher. And Amru Allah, it's said about the malchamavis, shekula mali einayim b'shas p'tiraso. His eyes are wide open, ready to kill. When a person dies, b'shas p'tiraso shechola. Omein ma'al v'mir oshalsav, he's standing above the ill person. V'char v'shlufa b'yadu, he's got a sword in hand. V'tipa shamara tuliyabo, he has got a bitter, almost like a kiss of death dripping out from his mouth of the malchamavis, he's drooling, ready to kill the chola. And kevin shechola roa so, and the chola looks up and sees the malchamavis above him, drooling with the sword, eyes wide open. Mizdazea, he gets shaken up. Uposeach piv, he opens up his mouth in shock. Bizork latoch piv, and then the malchamavis drops his venom inside the mouth of the chola, and from that drop, mimena mace, mimena masriach, from that drop he dies, from that drop he rots, mimena panav marikos, and his face turns colors. So all this we see that you're not allowed to look at a non-Jew, or any woman for that matter. So the Gemara answers, Karen Zavis Hava, it was a corner, he was turning the corner and didn't see her coming, and then he noticed her. Once he noticed her, then he was able to say, Ma Rabu Ma Asecha.
So the Chamor and the Chazir, was that because they're like, they have its name? Is it just working, or is it just because it was owned by these
people? I thought just they're owned by them. I don't think there's anything in Rashi about this. I thought any like Kalim of theirs, like Kli Tachshita, Bigadav, the animals also would be considered an extension of that. Yeah, Ezra?
Two questions. First of all, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Hay agave ma'al harabais. He's standing on a step. So how could it be by a corner? I see Rabbi Kiva.
Uh-huh. No, maybe she was turning the corner, maybe. Huh? Maybe she was turning the corner. He didn't see her coming, and then she turned the corner, and he was there.
And the second was, how did you know who she was? If you're just looking at a woman, so how do you know this person?
Maybe they're walking together, let's say. They're walking holding hands. Okay, so the interesting question they ask, we have in many places throughout Shas where they are Mishabeach of the Kochavim. So Dama ben Nesina, for example, the story of Dama ben Nesina, he was so great in his Kibbut Av'eim, they wanted to buy the things for the Urim Tumim, the gems for the Urim Tumim. He didn't want to wake up his father because those are the key. So how can they praise what great Kibbut Av'eim he had? So this number of Achronim asks the question, and the answer they give based on a Kitzos is that they use this to praise the non-Jews, rather the Jews. I mean, we're seeing what Dama ben Nesina Nachri was so praiseworthy in that he did a mitzvah that was such a pasha mitzvah not to wake up your parents. That's a davar sichli. Everyone does that mitzvah, and he avoided making a lot of money. But the Jews took it a step further that they were able to even use a lot of money to buy a chok, like paraduma. They were even able to go further than that in spending their money. So it really was a heichatimtzi to explain how great the rabbanim were. That the non-Jews only spend a lot of money for a davar sichli. But the Jews are willing to spend a lot of money even for a chok. That was his suggestion.
This is lawful, right? So complimenting.
Yeah, yeah.
So like at work or something, you can't compliment somebody, employee, or
right.
Partner,
it's,
whatever.
But that's
the riddle. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know.
It's
yeah.
A situation where it's not. It's just you're in
a. It's a very good question.
So
Darche Shalom certainly would be a heter, Darche Shalom, which I think nowadays it's very important to. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. I once looked into it, but it's been a while. I don't want to paskin, so I'll have to get back to you on that. But I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a challenging thing. I don't know if that Toelis part necessarily applies to Matnas Chen. It applies to Matnas Chinam. I don't know if it applies to giving compliments. But I'll have to look into it. Okay. The Gemara says now, where are we? Around 8 lines down in Chaf Amid Beis. The Gemara says, V'lo big day tseva shel ishi. Can't look at her colored clothing. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, afilu shtuchen agave kosa. Even if they're hanging up on the wall, they're out to dry, that would also be bichlal the iser. So Amar of Papa, ubimakir ba'alayan, it's only if you recognize who owns them. If you don't recognize the owner, you're walking through the street and you see some clothing hanging, that would not be this violation. So Amar Rava Dekanami, it's also precise, the Katani, the Brisa had said, v'lo bibigdei tseva isha, and v'lo katani, but it doesn't say v'lo bigdei tzivonim shemamina. It doesn't say just stam clothing, it says bigdei isha, meaning you know who the isha is, who owns these clothing. That's only the time there's an iser. So Amar Rav Chista, Hani Mili Batiki, that's all true of old clothing. Of Abba Chadasi, new clothing that she has never worn yet, to less than Bav. It wouldn't be Bechlal the Isser. Why not? Why do they have to make such a distinction? If she bought the clothing, it's hers. It's going to make a person think of the owner. No. Because Dilo Temahachi, if you don't say this, that it doesn't apply to new clothing, if you say that it does still apply to new clothing, so Anan Mana Lashpure Hecha Yavinene. How could you give it new clothing that a person bought to the tailor to fix it? So a woman buys a new dress and she needs a tailor until she gives it to the tailor. How is the tailor able to fix it? It must be, since it's brand new and she never wore it, it's not Bechlal the Isser. Mar says, wait a second. Ula Tamech, according to your logic, the lach is that if you're trying to mate two animals, you're allowed to. You can be very precise and you can watch what's going on, even though we said above you can't watch ofos, birds that are mating. How come here Rav Yehuda says you are allowed to? You're looking at what's going on. So the Gemara says, Ella Bavidasa Tarida. No, the reason why it's mutter when a farmer is trying to have his cows mate, let's say, so he's involved in mlach, he's not going to have any hirhurim. So that's why there's a davar heter. So Hachinami, so now we can explain here as well. When it comes to the tailor, Bavidase Tarid, he's involved in working and fixing the dress. So for him, there's a davar heter because this is his line of work. But a stam person is walking in the street and sees a person, a woman, holding her clothing that she never wore before, the isser of new clothing seemingly would apply to anyone else who is not involved in his work. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Mar, Mimena, Mace. So from that tipa amara, that bitter something that came from the mouth of Malcham Aves, so that was what killed what kills a person. So the Gemara says, "Name a pliga de Avua de Shmuel." This is against Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. What did Avua de Shmuel say? Damar Avua de Shmuel Amar li Malcham Aves. Malcham Aves said to me, "Ilo de chashina li yikara de briasa." Had I not been concerned with the kavod of a brias for you, you're such a chash of a person. Have a parana beis hashchita. I would split your neck like I would split like a person shechts an animal with both simanim, slice it in half. So it sounds like it's not just a tipa shamara that drips into the mouth. It's a very serious thing. It's like a sword. It sounds like the Malcham Aves kills with a sword, cutting a person's neck, as opposed to dropping a little poison in the chola's mouth. So the Gemara says, Dilma hahi tipa mechad chaluli simanim. Who says maybe that drop tipa shamara is very sharp as well and has the ability to slice a person's neck? So then the Gemara also described this tipa shalmara, mimena masriach. From this tipa shalmana, it's able to, that causes a person's body to rot. So Messiah lay, this supports the statement of Rabbi Chanina bar Kana. The Amr Rabbi Chanina bar Kana, Amri beirav harotze shalo yasriach, a person wants that his body shouldn't decay. Mesa yafchanu alpanav, the moment a person dies, you should turn him over onto his face. This way the Malcham Aves can't drop any more of that tipa shalmara. Or maybe even before he dies, I guess. Maybe turn him over on the face before he dies. So then the Gemara says, Tanur Banan quotes a very famous braisa. Tanur Banan v'nishmarta mikol adavara. A person should protect himself from any evil. Shelo yahara adam b'yom v'yavo lidei tumba b'layla. A person shouldn't think during the day something inappropriate, lest it lead to tumba b'layla. Tosus on the top says, there's a machlokas whether this is a real drasha gemura or an esmachta ba'alma. But from this we lead to the famous statement, this is the akdama to the Mesilas Yesharim, Mikan, from here we learn, Amra Pinchas Ben Yair, Torah Mevili de Zahiris, Zahiris Mevili, I'm not going to translate, but hopefully you understand it, if you want I can, Zahiris Mevili de Zerizis, Zerizis Mevili de Nikias, Nikias Mevili de Precious, Precious Mevili de Tahara, Tahara Mevili de Machlok is whether this should be a Girsi or not, Chasidus or maybe not, Mevili de Anava, Anava Mevili de Yerashchet, Yerashchet Mevili Lide Kedusha or not, Kedusha Mevia Lide Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh Mevia Lide Tchias HaMesim. Fine. And the Gemara says, V'chasidus Gedola Mikum. That's why the Tchias Chasidus earlier, because the Gemara now says, Chasidus is really greater of all them. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Oz Dibarta B'chazon L'chasidach, and you will speak in the vision of your Chesed. It seems like Chesed maybe leads to Chazon, to Nevu of some sort. Upliga, this all argues on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Damar Yeshua ben Levi, Anava Gdol Miklum. He felt humility is the greatest of all the Midos Shenemar that says in the Pasuk, Ruach Hashem Elokim, Alai Yon Moshach Hashem, Osi Levaser Anavim. So I see Anavim here, Chasidim Lo Nemar, Ela Anavim. Halamata Shanava Gdol Miklum. From this last Pasuk, we see that Anivas is greater than that of Chasidis. Tosa does point out here, if you look at Tosa Dimasco Anava, There's an opposite text there. Yiraschet mevia lidei anava. Our Gemara says that anava mevia lidei chet, but there yiraschet, but there it says yiraschet mevia lidei anava. V'ha'kasav Rabbi Shub and Levi says tells us the besamech damar anava gdol mikulam. So it seems to be a bit of a steer. Which one's anava is greater? Anava leads to this. V'hiksha Rabbi Huda mi Paris damrina b'medrash shlosh dvar mishkulazeh. Now the different one seems to put Yerushchet Anava on the same pedestal. So V'yesh Lomar, so maybe that medrash means the Halchi Kamar. The Lo Sagi Laha Belo Ha Yira Belo Chachma Chachma Belo Yira U Shteim Belo Anava Anava Belo Shteim. You need all three of them. That's what the medrash says. But in terms of which ones are better than the other, that seems to be a machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Back, yeah.
One thing leads to another. You think that is the last thing.
You think the last thing should be the best?
Would be the greatest, because everything seems to be on the next.
Yes and no. You could always go back and forth with this.
Which one is like different? Migrations?
Yeah. I mean, because the same, like, which is greater? Is Torah, Limud, or Maisa better? Limud leads to Maisa. So somehow you say Limud's better, because Limud is, if you have no Limud, you can't do any Maisa. Or you could say really Maisa is better, because that's the goal. Limud is just a Hachana for Maisa. You could say it in both directions, I think.
Well, also I think that the Yair, because it would seem that there is.
No, but within this statement here, Anava was part of the whole train here. Anava, Mevili de Yerushchet.
Yes.
So you're saying at the end, when it says Anava, Rabbi Shimon Levi argues,
right.
He thinks that was a
it
goal.
Would seem that he's arguing.
Uh-huh.
That he's explaining.
Right. Could be. Yeah, I guess so. It does sound like it is going up in levels, that the last level is going to be the greatest. Okay, now the Gemara says, we are like 8 wide lines down, the 2 dots. The Gemara says, Amar, rather, Ein Mochin Lehen, you can't sell to them Karka. And we said, what about trees? So according to the first opinion was Rabbi Huda, I think it was, that said, the Tanakama, you could only sell it once it's detached. And Rabbi Huda says, even if it's still attached, if you plan to detach it, almanas, so then he permitted you to sell it even in that state. So Taner Ban of the Braisa says, Mochen lehen ilan almanas lakut, you could sell a tree on condition that you plan on cutting it down. So then the Gemara says, and you eventually cut it down to Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Meir Omer Ein Mochen Lehen Ella Ketzuta. You're only allowed to sell it if it already is cut down. So then the Gemara says Shachas, which is Rashi explains here. It's grains that are beginning to grow, not fully grown yet. So Shachas Almanas Ligzos. You sell Shachas on condition of cutting it down. The goes is, and you cut it down. Divrei Rabbi Huda. You're allowed to sell it already while it's still attached to the ground. But Rabbi Meir again argues Omer Ein Mochen Lehen Ella Gezuza, only if it already is cut. And then the third case is kama, a stalk of wheat of some sort. Amnas liktor v'kotor divri Rabbi Huda. He permits you again to sell it now on condition to eventually cut it down. Rabbi Meir, Omer, ein mochin la'ela k'tur. You can only cut it, rather sell it once it's cut down. So we see three different examples. Shachas, then we had the next case was which one?
Ilan and the Shachas.
Oh, Ilan, Shachas, and kama. Ilan, Shachas, kama. The Gemara says, Tzricha, we need all three cases. Why? The Ashmin and Ilan, if we taught only the case of trees, Baha, Kabma, Rabbi Meir, maybe in that case, Rabbi Meir says it could only be sold, B'Katsitsa, Kevin de lo Psita Mashile. Since having a tree remaining attached to the ground doesn't cause a loss, so when you sell it to the non-Jew, he might just leave it in the ground. So Rabbi Meir says, there, you can't sell it until you first cut it down, because who says the non-Jew is going to ever cut it down? Aval hai, when it comes to shachas, and it comes to the kama, the chimashile pasid, if you leave it in there longer, the shachas gets worse. The kama gets worse as well. Ema modi le, the Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe there, Rabbi Meir agrees, you can't sell them as is, amnas liktos, and trust that they'll cut it down. Kamashlan, even in those cases of shachas and of kama, Rabbi Meir argues you can't sell it until it's ktsutz. Now, v'yashmin and bahani tarti, we only taught the last two cases of shachas and of kama. So then, mishum de lo yad yishvechayu, because there, Rashi explains there, you don't really recognize any of the shevach that grows from it. The kama gets, it loses, and the tree, Rashi says here, even though it doesn't get a loss when you leave it in, you don't really recognize the shevach. The tree remaining a gram, what?
It takes a long time.
Yeah, you don't see the fruits grow for some time. So there, they might just leave it.
I think it's the tree itself. That's why he says it takes a long time.
The tree itself as opposed to the fruit?
Meaning it takes a very long time for a tree to grow.
But also that fruit. For the wood, you're saying.
Is he supposed to cut the whole tree or take out the wood? I think he's supposed to.
I think whatever he's selling him, he should cut down. So if it's an entire tree, so the entire tree, I guess, yeah. Aval.
The wood, he wouldn't be owning the ground.
Ah, that's true. So maybe it has to be referring to the wood only.
Tree, right?
I hear that. Aval shachas diadia shvachayu. But when it comes to shachas, where you can recognize any of the shevach that's taking place here, it's near le naim, says Rashi, so long as you leave it there, it gets better and better. Ema modele le Rabbi Meir there, maybe Rabbi Huda would agree to Rabbi Meir that you shouldn't sell to him, since it's recognizable. If I sell a tree to the guy, you don't see any shevach growing, you don't see any of the kama growing. But the shachas, you recognize it's a little bit, so a tiny bit of growth, even though eventually it's going to go bad. You recognize a little bit of the growth here. So maybe there it's going to lead me to selling a karka to him as well. So maybe there Rabbi Huda would agree to Rabbi Meir, you can sell shachas unless you cut it down. Kamashmalan, and Rabbi Huda allows you to cut to sell the shachas. And finally, V'yashmin and Baha, if you taught this case, so maybe Baha come Rabbi Meir, in this case Rabbi Meir says, I'm not, which one's Baha? I don't think I skipped the line, did I? Yeah, I don't think. Oh. We did that one already, yeah. So if we taught now, which one's Baha? We saw, if we only taught the case of Shachas, Iyashmin Baha, the case of Shachas, so then Baha, Kama Rabbi Meir, that's the case where Rabbi Meir would say the Tanai doesn't work because maybe the guy won't cut it down. Because the Shachas is still going to get a little better, I guess, after some time. About Bahanach, but the other cases where the Shevach isn't Nikar, Ema Modile the Rabbi Yehuda, maybe there Rabbi Meir will agree to Rabbi Yehuda that since you can't recognize any of the Shevach, you should be able to, the Goy will cut it down and you should trust him. Tzricha, that even in that case, Rabbi Meir agrees, rather argues, that you cannot sell it unless it's cut down. And finally, the Gemara asks, Yibari Lehu Behemam Nas Lishchot Mahu, are you allowed to sell an animal on condition that the non-Jew shecht it? You sell it live, but that's making a condition. When you buy it, I want you to shecht it. So is that permitted? So the Gemara says, how some time am I, Shari Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda agree in the other cases by the Ilan, Almanas, it's permitted. I'm selling you a tree on my property. So you're not going to leave the tree on my property. I'm going to be kicking you out. That's why it's permitted. About behemoth, if I sell you an animal, well, now the entire animal is in your reshus. And kevan de reshus say, doed kochavim, kaima, mashile. You might hold on to it and never end up shechting it. So there you cannot trust that he'll shecht it. Oh, dimar lo shna, perhaps they didn't make any distinctions. And across the board, whenever a stipulation was made with a sale to non-Jew, you could trust that he'll go through with his part. So what's the answer? Toshma, titani, the baita tells us that behemoth, amnas lishchot, Vishochet, Divi Rabbi Huda, he permits you to sell it. And Rabbi Meir again argues, Omer Ein Mochin Lo, Ela Shkuta, you can only sell it once it's already been shechted. Okay.